Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to DBS Films Podcast. My name is Kellen, with me as always is my brother Brendan, and together we make movies with DBS Films. Today we are going to basically do an update on where we're at with DBS Films. Typically we have my Saturday updates, but we wanted to kind of go into more detail as we have a lot on the plate when it comes to our production, post-production, we have auditions coming up, we have a Kickstarter coming up, so really want to focus on an overall update, but more importantly, the launch of our Kickstarter and really what that means, not only for The Haunting of the Murder House, which is our newest feature, but more importantly, how that's going to play a critical role in DBS Films in the sense of getting community involvement and allowing us to make more movies quicker and cast more people. So before we go in, be sure to go ahead and join us in our Discord channel. That is the place to be. It's DBS Films. You can find links in our bios and in the description, but that is the place where we're able to make movies for our fans, with our fans. So if you want to be part of it, make sure you go ahead and join that. So as I mentioned, Brendan, I really kind of want to start off with just a real update on where we're at. I typically have those, you know, Saturday ones where it's kind of little notes. So if you've caught those, you probably have a good idea, but I really think this is kind of a big inflection point for DBS, just in the sense that we have a lot moving forward. We have a lot of momentum, taking us and carrying us. And, you know, we have movies in post-production. We have a movie coming out. So I say, how about we start, you know, with The Haunting of the Murder House, talk a little bit about The Shapeshifter, and then into The Force 2.0, kind of what's on the production chart for DBS.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think for the first time, we have a solid cadence, a solid rhythm. The goal is always to be writing a movie, having a movie in post-production, and then having a movie either with a distribution company or getting ready to, you know, be uploaded to the platforms. And I think right now that's the cadence that we have. I think we just need to add one more movie to it and we'll be in a really good spot. But as far as The Murder House, I spoke with our distribution company last night. They're saying right now it's going to be 7 to 30 days to get on Amazon first, and then we're going to go to Tubi and Google Play are the next ones we're going to go on. And as you know, Tubi is very kind to us. We do very well with Tubi. So we have a giant community now, and I think this product is much better than The Girl in Cabin 13. So I'm really excited to see how far we can really push it on the Tubi platform. And the distribution company that we're working with, I'm really excited. It was my first choice because they tailor towards AVOD, which is advertising video on demand. So our stuff is for free. It's just on different platforms. And they have connections with Amazon Freevee, which is Amazon's new free version of their Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime went away and now it's curated. So hopefully we can get on that platform. Pluto TV. They have connections with them, so we're hoping to get on Pluto TV at some point. And trying to think, Plex is another one that they work with. So there's a couple of them that we can work with that I think will allow us just a broader reach. And this company also specializes in international deals. So all our friends in the UK and other foreign countries, you'll have an opportunity to see this movie as well, you know, if they can get the rights. So all in all, I'm really looking forward to the launch of The Murder House. I think we're really primed for it. It's going to be nice to see all the reviews come in. And now we have a giant community, a giant DBS army that, you know, we can get behind us. So I'm really looking forward to essentially how much damage this movie can do. I think it's going to be a milestone for DBS. As far as The Shapeshifter, I'm about 45 minutes through a very detailed cut of this movie, which is pretty much going to be the super fans cut. So I probably have about another 30 or 40 minutes left before we get a finalized cut. I'll probably send it to Kel. I'll send it to some people to get some feedback and fix some things up. But I probably say we might be 2 to 3 weeks away from getting to the point where we're going to do a super fan cut. We might do it a little bit earlier this process just because there's some things in there that I just need other people's opinions on. I don't want to cut them too quick. I want to see what people think about it. I want to see what people think about the movie. And then there might be a little bit more work on the back end as opposed to in The Murder House. The Superfans cut was pretty close to the final uploaded version. But we're looking to really try and get the Shapeshifter movie done before the end of August, because Tubi does choose movies on a quarterly basis. And as long as we can get that movie done past quality control and into a distribution company by the end of September, we will have an October release for the Shapeshifter, which is obviously Halloween. You do horror movies, is where we want to go. Then Into the Forest 2.0. This is my favorite script I've ever written. Everything about this is great. I think we have a chance to really, if we could pull it off, have something really, really cool here. I think we've learned a lot from our other movies. We've learned a lot from Into the Forest. I've watched that movie again because we had to get it through quality control to try and get it on other platforms. That one actually is coming to Tubi shortly. So I feel really good with this script. And, you know, I had some hesitation with some Shapeshifter script. The Murder House I thought was solid, but just needed like a little bit more. This one, I feel if we can pull it off and we can execute it, it's going to be a really, really good movie. So I'm looking to have the sides and everything ready for casting starting Monday. Fully expecting to have over 1,000 auditions for this movie between our Discord and just our other channels. So it should give me, a lot of options, a lot of choices, which I'm really excited about. I'm excited to work with more people. But yeah, obviously the super fans, the people in Discord are going to get priority. So if you're not in there, this would be a good time to join. And, I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's good. I'm looking to probably shoot it probably end of August, early September, which will give us an opportunity to shoot one more film probably this year. If not two, we do have sort of like a secret undercover project that we might shoot back to back in December. But, we'll see how it goes. But I mean, I'm excited right now. I think we finally have a lot of momentum. We have a lot of fans behind us. We have the distribution companies with us. So right now, everything is going full steam ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it really does feel like a lot of the pieces are falling in place, as you can see by that, long update. He was even just kind of doing the quick up like points of it when it comes to just the keynotes, and there's still a lot going on. And I think one thing that I kind of wanted to highlight before we go into detail a little bit more is what's great about all of the work, while it is, pretty busy and it can get pretty demanding on top of everything else that we do, because again, this is not still the full main focus. It's ramping up to it, and we can't wait for it to become that. With that being said, though, my biggest gripe with the movie industry that I've mentioned is everything is so slow, in the sense of it is a very slow process. Things typically take years. For instance, The Girl in Cabin 13, we finished it back in May. It was launched in December, and we didn't really start getting a revenue stream for it until this year, May. And the reason why I'm so excited is because putting the work in now means, DBS 6 months from now, DBS 8 months from now, if we continue this process, we are only building such a bigger and bigger foundation. And again, the community is really going to end up being the backbone on that, because everything that we mentioned, you notice we're able to work with the super fans in the Discord on it. For the Murder House, we're going to have an insane launch. We're going to talk about the Kickstarter in a little bit. But now we have the ability of people who are really going to support us. We talked about in our marketing episode that you really want to try and, push as much information to the algorithm on that launch day as possible so you can get trending, because that makes the world of difference. And now we have a essentially surgical strike of super fans being able to push and promote these movies. We're going to empower them with the Kickstarter, which again, we'll talk about. We're going to get feedback in the newest movie for the Shapeshifter later next month, which is going to be amazing, because they're going to already help us identify, confirm things. And that's going to take weeks off of the editing process, because we're going to get a much finer picture. And then the last thing, we're looking to go ahead and cast for our new movie. So all of these things are very critical to have this community support. But do you want to talk really briefly about, how slow timelines typically are? Because I think the thing I've seen in indie film movie making is, you'll make a movie and then there's usually this 1 to 3 year gap. And that's like really production's the only thing on a schedule. There's usually these dead zones of just time, and that happened with DBS all the time. But I think because we have solid footing, it allows us to keep moving at this pace, whereas before, Amazon Prime, what's going on, not really having a clear landscape of the industry, whereas now I feel like our vision's more crystal focused than ever.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, if you look at a lot of indie filmmakers, from usually starting or finishing a shoot to getting an uploaded product can take, 1 to 3 years. You can take, you can finish shooting, it can take you 1 year to just edit a whole movie. Then if you want to do a festival circuit, a strong festival circuit is going to take you a year. So that's 2 years. And then you're like, oh, well, the festival circuit didn't really do anything because it really doesn't do anything unless you're in a top tier festival. You have to work with a distribution company. And that could take 6 months to go from passing quality control to getting on some streaming platforms. And then it could be another, 6 months before you get your first paycheck. So you're looking at three years to get any kind of money back from this movie. And if you're not actively working on another project, which a lot of filmmakers don't do because, they just don't have the time to do it. They want to put all their time and energy into this one project, which I think is a mistake. I talk about diversification a lot, and there's no reason why you can't be working on one project and writing and working on the next one. But I think a lot of filmmakers are like, this is going to be my ticket. This is going to be the one that's going to win. And they spend 3 months or 3 years just dedicating all their time to this one project. And then, when it's finally completed, they have nothing else and they have to essentially start from scratch. And that starts another 3 month or a 3 year process. So, we want to avoid that. And I think we kind of suffered. Well, really the only time that we really slowed down was when COVID hit. And honestly, that kind of gave me some time to just reflect on our business practices. And I think we became a much leaner and better company. But I mean, if you're a filmmaker out there, you honestly have to be writing, you got to be shooting, you got to be doing post-production constantly. Like you just have to do it. You have to force yourself to do it. Even if you're just segmenting your day with, all right, this period during the day, I'm going to write. This period during the day, we're going to work on pre-production, and this period during the day, we're going to work on post-production, as opposed to just focusing on something for 3 years. And then, once it's over with, starting from scratch again. With this industry and how slow things are, you're just not going to be able to cash flow properly. And unless you have like a community, like we talk about, it's going to be difficult for you to just do this at a sustainable high level, which is what you need to do in order to learn from this stuff. The exponential gains that you're going to get from filming multiple movies and getting better with each one is really how you get good at this. The jumps in quality we've seen from all our movies, especially from The Girl in Cabin 13 to The Murder House to The Shapeshifter and now Into the Forest, is just exponential. Like, I don't think we're slowing down. If anything, we're getting better. And I've talked about it before, the minute that we slow down, the minute that we take a step back and we're like, hey, this movie just wasn't as good as the other ones, that's the point where I know, well, maybe budget and bringing on some, other people or just expanding our worlds a little bit will, take us to that next level. And that's honestly a good conversation to have, because at that point, I'm confident in my abilities and, I understand what it takes, as opposed to just trying to throw money at problems and try and seeing if they, resolve by giving yourself more time and more money. We've tried that before and it doesn't really work. So, I mean, you always have to be working on this every single day. You have to be, either getting better or working on the next project, because it is slow, man. This industry does not move fast at all.
It really is the case where if you're not setting yourself up with the production now, you're going to run into these delays that we're talking about, whichever way it ends up going. But with that being said, I'm glad you mentioned, really the best thing you're getting from all of these movies and the best thing we're getting here is the experience level. It's not just the experience in making a movie. It's the experience in writing a movie. It's the experience in working with a distribution company. You mentioned, we really are happy with the distribution that we have lined up now, because we believe it specializes more with AVOD. We now have a community that's able to go ahead and take a look and push these movies forward us, and we're writing and casting for them. So each one of these elements, we're constantly growing in each one of the aspects of these, industry every single day. And if you're not willing to go ahead and do that, because again, it's never been easier to make a movie. It's still very hard, but now it's never been easier. And if you're not taking advantage of those elements and working faster, and you're just trying to, go at the typical rate we see, you're just, you know, by the time 10 years over, the amount of films that we have completed versus the amount of films the average typical indie filmmaker has completed, it's going to be completely different. And the reason for that is just because we understand the best value you're getting out of here is the experience of the process of finishing it. And right now, I think all you're seeing is really, you know, we have an understanding. I would say, you know, real quickly, just to sum it up, I just feel like finally we, and I'm sure in like a few months, I'll be like, I knew nothing and constantly going there. But I finally feel like we have a good grasp on just the model, what the model looks like, how we can move forward with it. And do you want to briefly talk about how in any business, your whole goal is to get that model, that flywheel to first move just a little bit. So then you can say, okay, now we scale, now we develop, and now we grow. Because again, I do see this as a big inflection point for DBS, just in the sense of almost going out of beta phase to, you know, something that could be the MVP or minimal viable product.
Yeah, I think just, you know, getting through the filmmaking process, all three aspects of the filmmaking process multiple times just helps you get like a floor, like a base level understanding of how the process operates. And then each time you go through it again, each time, like Kel said, the flywheel spins, it gets easier and you get more efficient. And I think this is one thing that a lot of filmmakers underestimate is when you do this process multiple times, you get more efficient at it. I'm writing scripts much faster now than I was before because I'm not getting hung up on plot holes or things that, you know, I'm trying to wonder about. I'm like, listen, I've done this before. I'm going to use this. I haven't done this before, so we're going to kind of shy away from this. Or I've done this before and it sucks, so I'm just going to cut it. You know, it used to take me a pretty long time to just get a script out, and a pretty long time is, you know, much faster than most indie, you know, film studios do to get a script. But I can crank out a draft pretty much one a week now on a consistent basis, and they're in much better shape than they were when I first started. They don't need as much work. They don't need as much feedback from other people. It's just a much easier, more efficient process. Same thing with, you know, when we're doing production, you know, having the understanding of how to do this multiple times. I think Girl in Cabin 13, I really wasn't happy with the cinematography. So I went back and I learned. And the Murder House, I thought I had too much coverage. There's too much footage. A lot of stuff just wasn't used. And just editing the Shapeshifter movie, seeing the difference, I chose my shots very carefully. And pretty much all the shots that I did ended up in the movie, or the majority of them were. And it's kind of a new level for us because the way that I shot that movie, I could give it to another editor. And there's really only one way to edit that movie together, which once again, we talked about having the editor, how the editor has so much control over a movie. Well, if I could shoot a movie like that and make sure that I can kind of force the editor to edit the movie like I have it in my head, you know, it just makes our post-production that much more efficient. And, you know, going through the Shapeshifter now, I had one cut to get a pacing cut. I got that done. And now this cut that I'm on right now, you know, I feel really good with, you know, showing to the super fans here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, the Murder House probably took 3 or 4 different rough cuts to get it to that point. And now we're on, you know, rough cut 2. So I'm almost cutting our timeline in half. And I've always tried to, you know, have our goal of, you know, make sure the movie's in three or stays in post-production for only 3 months. We're well ahead of that schedule for the Shapeshifter. So, you know, I think you just have to do this multiple times in order to really get a feel for it and then just get better. And when you get better, I think one thing that kind of surprised me is how much faster you get and how much more efficient you get by doing this multiple times.
I completely agree. And it's all the little things you just can't even account for. You know, you kind of go into these things and you might have a vague idea of what could come up, what would be issues, whether it's writing, whether it's filming, whether it's editing, all of these things could pose problems. But until you go through that process, you simply don't know. And, you know, I think that's a perfect segue to go into something that we actually haven't been through yet, which is our crowdfunding. So we're going to be starting a Kickstarter campaign. By the time you guys hear this on Tuesday, we will be doing the pre-launch Wednesday at 9 p.m., which means if you're in our Discord channel, you'll have access to it. We are going to have a special pricing and donations for merch drops that we're doing from Wednesday to Friday. So if you're purchasing anything during those days, you'll have access to very exclusive items in the sense of the pricing for it. But this is the first time we're exploring crowdfunding. So we're going to shift the rest of this episode kind of talking to why we're doing it, what's the benefit of it. And again, you know, this is something I think is a massive topic in filmmaking. So my experience with the indie making scene when it comes to crowdfunding, I think crowdfunding was actually one of the bigger things. I think the boom of it from, you know, my due diligence and research I've done in starting this was really kind of in that, you know, late 2010s, early 2018s, because there were some big, big projects getting a lot of money in the sense of, you know, just getting funding for different things, movies and support. I think it's kind of fizzled to some degree, just again, looking at the data and the numbers for filmmaking specifically. There's still a lot of things that are on there in that platform and it's growing, but it really almost to me seemed like the saving grace for an indie filmmaker. You know, you have the opportunity to put your idea out there. You can get support from the community. They can help raise the money for it. And, you know, you now have funding. Whereas before, you'd either have to find an investor, a producer, that typically ends up with you losing creative control. So, you know, when I look at the crowdfunding, I see the benefit of it being that you can, one, get awareness, and two, get funds from it. But it also has a lot of risks too, especially for an indie filmmaker. You know, you're being held accountable. You're saying, if you give me this amount of money, I'll make a movie. And if it's your first time indie filmmaking, saying I'll have a movie is one of the hardest things to really, you know, confirm. And a lot of people go in there confident. And I've seen a lot of projects, you know, end raising hundreds of thousands of dollars with literally nothing. And I understand why it happens. I don't think they were trying to do any kind of like scam or anything in that sense. It's just hard to make movies. So with us, I think now is the perfect time. You know, we have our community, but more importantly, we have a finished product, which is completely different. So do you want to talk about the pros and cons of crowdfunding, as I mentioned, and why? Because we now have a finished product, especially what we're proud of, is the time we're kind of really exploring this.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of pros, and I'm super excited for the Kickstarter. I think it's great. I'm happy that Kel's taking ownership of this. I think he's going to do a great job. And I think, you know, for filmmakers in general, it allows you to connect with the audience. You kind of rewards the audience with some perks. But as, you know, someone who's investing, you know, you kind of get to see a project go from start to finish. And I feel like that's really rewarding. The cons is just, man, I can't imagine being a filmmaker, a first-time filmmaker, and raising $50,000 to $100,000, and having that pressure. You know, at first it's probably great, you're probably over the moon, but when you get to post-production, you realize, oh man, I may have overpromised. You know, this may have been the movie that I had in my head that I essentially told all these backers that I was going to make, and it's just nothing, you know, even close to that, let alone they probably don't have a finished project. So I think for Kickstarters, for or just crowdfunding in general for filmmakers, is inherently super risky because, man, it's just very difficult. And I can't even imagine the added pressure of having all those backers asking for something and you just can't deliver it. Like, that would stress me out. It's crazy. It's like almost having like a giant credit card bill every single month with people emailing you, asking you like updates. But we see it all the time. I mean, me and Kel track a lot of projects, and some of them are in distribution for 4 years. Some of them never even get uploaded. It's kind of like, you know, kind of a mess. And I do track some of these Kickstarters from projects that I donated to or projects that I was interested in. Every week I kind of check in on them, and, you know, 6 months, there's no updates. And, you know, eventually it turns into a year and those people are just done. So I think we're much different because, number one, I have a track record. I haven't lost a movie yet, and I'm going to knock on wood right now. So I have the track record of getting these things done. I understand how to get these things done. And the Kickstarter we're starting, Look, the movie's finished. We just want some help to really get it out there and really make sure, you know, a lot of people see how cool this movie is. They see how much work we put into this. And then we want to reward the people who, you know, donate to us and give us, you give back to this, this project. We have a lot of cool stuff, a lot of merch, a lot of opportunities, just engage with us more. And it's not like I'm taking this money and putting it in our bank account. It's going straight to, you know, promoting this movie, really giving it the outreach so we can expand our community and we can grow as a film studio. That's all we wanted. We just want to grow. And we've built such a cool community inside that Discord. We want to get more people in there. You know, everyone wants to grow. And, you know, the OG super fans are going to have a whole bunch of super fans below them. It's going to be really cool because this starts to allow us to do different opportunities as far as like our own streaming platforms, our own film festivals, and just, you know, meetups with the super fans. We've already been testing some of this out. We've already had super fans come out, and meet us out for drinks. And really the most beneficial one is going to be casting for our movies. You know, the days of, you know, being the Hollywood elites and being very difficult to get cast in a movie, you know, if you help us out, I'm actively looking to cast people from the Discord. And, you know, you may not be the right fit for the next movie, but if we make 4 movies next year, you know, there's a good chance that one of these movies is going to be the right one for you. And I have no problem flying you out. I have no problem putting you up with lodging, with food, to come out and hang out with us on set and get yourself in one of these movies. And we were the number one movie on Tubi. That movie is probably watched by millions of people. So it's not like you're just going to go up on YouTube. This is massive. Like, this is, Tubi is probably the third largest platform behind Netflix and Hulu. And we're the number one movie on there. And that was a movie that we didn't have the community behind, that, you know, we had some issues as far as like uploading with Amazon and our other distribution company before. So I think that kind of hampered the launch. I think what you're going to see with The Murder House is just going to blow a lot of people away. So, you know, to get your face on a big screen, and The Murder House is going out to all these film festivals, is winning a ton of awards. You will get visibility. You will see yourself in a movie theater. And that's just a great opportunity. And I'm excited to share that with our fans. And I'm excited to, you know, share that with our Kickstarter and raising it. And I think all around, this is going to be such a cool project. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm very excited too, because I think at the core of it, it's allowing us to test the concept that we have, in the sense that the most powerful asset that I believe we're going to continue to have is our community, for multiple facets. And again, it's something where I think the biggest thing that both me and my brother share is we want this to be a win-win situation, in the sense that every single dollar donated not only is going to go directly to the marketing effort, but you're going to get a sick merch deal out of it too when it comes to the different perks that we have. So we're really trying to make this beneficial. And, you know, as I kind of mentioned, with this model in the community, it really allows us to better gauge, you know, what we can actually expect, because we're looking at making multiple movies. You know, Shapeshifter is going to have a Kickstarter now. Into the Forest 2.0 is going to have a Kickstarter. And it's something where it allows us each time to just have another revenue source of business to continue this process that we laid out, to allow us to continue to push and increase quicker and quicker. And then again, you know, right now we're in hyper growth mode. You know, we're really trying to just expand this community. So I think the awareness from Kickstarter as well too is going to just play massive dividends, in the sense of teaching people who DBS is, allowing them to learn about our community. And again, all of these things are going to be perks back into the community that we continue to grow. So I'm excited for it, because I think it allows us to test that water. But, you know, quickly, do you want to talk about how, just from a pure business element, having a floor of consistent revenue, in the sense of, okay, we can expect this much from a marketing budget. We don't need to wait until we get the cash flow, which is going to take, you know, 6 months, 8 months later. It allows us to really double the production speed, at least in the monetary sense. And again, you know, we've mentioned right now we're really looking for experience, but this is super powerful for us to streamline this process. And I personally think the Kickstarter element can literally shave years off of DBS's progression if it goes the way that I think it's going to happen. Because again, our community is actively wanting to support us.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I think, you know, getting up to the cadence that we want to get to, which is 4 movies a year, I think this definitely will help us do that. And I think that 4 movies a year is possible, you know, with our day jobs that we're still doing now. So it's not even like we're doing this full time. And then obviously when we get to the next level, and I feel like we'll know when we get to that level, obviously doing it full time, you know, I definitely think you can go and do 8 to 12 movies a year. It would require obviously, you know, a ton of help as far as like building out other aspects of the company. But I mean, we've done that cadence with Suicide House, Into the Forest, and Morgan Estate. We did 3 movies in 3 months. Obviously I had a lot of people helping me out and the post-production was a complete nightmare, but I think it's possible. So I think you're looking at a film studio that can do 12 movies a year. And I think that's completely in the realm of possibilities, as long as we have, you know, essentially our shit together. And I think, you know, that's a ton of movies that we're going to need a lot of casting for. You know, Kickstarter allows us to go from, you know, a couple inside of a cabin, you know, that's getting attacked to a zombie movie. I would love to do a zombie movie, something like that. Or just, you know, there's a lot of movies that we can do with a lot of people. And I think that allows us to scale up because locations are very expensive. And as long as we know that we have the floor funding in there to get these locations, I have no problem flying out the super fans. You know, it's not a problem for me to say that and invest the money back in the production and the people who supported these productions. But yeah, I think, you know, the biggest expenses that we have right now is just obviously like getting better locations, getting better special effects stuff. But it's all scalable and it's all stuff that I know how to do. It's not like I'm sitting here guessing or telling you stuff that I don't even know if we can possibly do it. I have a good idea of how this stuff works and what we're going to do and how we're going to scale up. You know, it's just going to be really cool. And it all starts with the crowdfunding and just giving back to our community.
I mean, 100%. It really is going to be something, guys, where especially, you know, throughout our entire time, but especially now, the differences you're going to see from the things that enable us to do with the Kickstarter and these campaigns is going to be night and day difference. And that's why I'm very excited for it. So, you know, again, this is our first time doing it. I kind of want to outline, you know, what our process is and then kind of the perks and rewards you can get. But what I'm interested in is, you know, I think this is going to be something cool to continue to update you guys as we go on in the process, see hopefully it's successful or not. I have a pretty good feeling that we will be able to hit our goals just for the feedback I'm already getting from our super fans and everything there. But again, you know, hey, we like to go in there pessimistic and, you know, have better results than that. So, you know, I think the biggest thing that's different for us versus other Kickstarter campaigns, and I think this is actually a mindset that is a massive issue for filmmakers that they simply don't understand. People do care about filmmaking and they think it's something really interesting or whatnot, but people don't care about your film, especially if it's just your film. People care about you, the filmmaker. They care about you, the process. They care about how that works, but they don't necessarily care about that idea as much as you think. And the reason I bring that up is because when it comes to marketing, when it comes to crowdfunding, it seems like the filmmaker almost goes in there with the concept of, here's my amazing idea that is the best movie ever. You should love this, right? And people are like, meh. Because again, it can kind of really vary. And plus, the idea is only really clear in the filmmaker's head. You know, it's not clear in these new audiences. So I think one of the downfalls that a lot of the most successful campaigns we've seen, they have a following and a community already. The campaigns that fail, they're just a random idea coming out there from something of someone who can't point to or really get into specifics of who they are. They dwell more so in the idea. So you want to kind of highlight how with us, this is introducing you to DBS Films. In the Kickstarter, we mainly talk about what our community is, what our long-term goals are, and how the Murder House and the promotion of it is going to let you be a part of our entire community. And the difference between pitching a single movie idea versus pitching an entire movement.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we're honestly pitching the community. And, you know, you've heard me talk before. I'm not tied down to any of these ideas. If you don't like my ideas, you know, I probably don't like them that much either. So it's like, all right. You know, I go with the one that I think is going to, you know, perform the best. That's going to be the idea that, you know, I think our community is going to like the most. And that's what I go with. And I'm not at the stage of my career where I can just pick and choose and really go for the stuff that I really, really want to go for personally. And I think that'd be a disservice to our community. I think it's just, we make movies for our fans with our fans. And my goal right now is to get as many fans in our movies and make movies that our fans really want to be a part of and the movies that people want to see. So, yeah, I mean, I think if you're trying to pitch an idea and you're trying to sell someone an idea, number one, that idea may not be, you know, able to mass market, which we've talked about in length and many podcasts about the idea that's in your head may not be the best idea for a whole bunch of other people. So if you're coming there trying to pitch that idea and people aren't giving you money, then maybe your idea is not as good as you thought it was. But also it's like an idea, that movie may come out and it just may suck and then you're done. Where if you're trying to build a community like we're trying to do, it's like, all right, if I make this next movie and it's not very good, all right, let's reverse engineer it. Let's see why it wasn't very good, why people didn't like it, and figure it out. Don't make those mistakes again and make a better movie the next time. And I think you're investing in, you know, us personally, but you're investing in a model that's sustainable. And, you know, the next movie, Into the Forest 2, you know, you hear me hype it up. It may not be our best movie. It may be a complete flop, but that doesn't mean, you know, yeah, we take it, you know, we take it on the chin. That's fine. But I'm making another movie. And there's probably good odds that the next movie will be decent, or at least, you know, up to the quality that we've put out so far. And, you know, my goal is just continually put out movies and try and get better with each one. You know, watch your community grow. You can watch us grow as filmmakers and just, you know, everybody get better together. That's pretty much the entire goal. And you're not investing in one film. You're not investing in one idea. You're literally investing in a movement.
I completely agree. You know, it is something where I think we have some concept of what this can go, and it can go really far, especially with what we're seeing already. You know, I say we have the most wholesome Discord community ever. I'm blown away again by all the amazing people there, and we're going to continue to work with them. You know, we're going to continue to work for them. That's the way I really see it here. So, you know, with that being said, let's kind of go into some of the details of just, you know, what we're looking at doing. So right now we set the goal at first, when I started this, I was like, let's do 3,000. And then we kind of put some feelers out there. I was like, okay, I think we can do 5,000. And then just recently, the new feelers, you know, we upped it to 10,000. So we're seeking $10,000 to help us promote the launch of our movie, The Haunting of the Murder House. And I think this is actually a micro example of what the macro environment is, just in the sense of algorithms. So what we're going to talk about now is the reason why I think we're going to have a successful campaign. One, we have our community behind us, and more importantly, we have our community laser focused on the launch of it and laser focused on the things that Kickstarter's algorithm wants to see. And what we're going to basically do is, you know, have them look to donate as soon as it's live. You know, we already have them hyped up. We're really counting down the days. Everyone's excited for it. And with that being said, the idea is to spike Kickstarter's algorithm, which would then introduce us to a ton of new people who can then learn what DBS is, learn about us, and ideally, you know, donate and be part of this movement. And I think that in itself, the reason we're raising the funds is to have basically a war chest to do that when it comes to the actual algorithms of Amazon, Tubi, and all of these other ones, where if you can focus your organic community to help you in those first critical moments when basically the algorithm is staring at something new and saying, do people like this or not? So do you want to talk about, you know, that concept, how it's beneficial for any algorithm and why, you know, we're using all of the funds to essentially for the first 10,000, you know, we'll go into the stretch goals after this of what else we're looking to do after this. But the main bulk of this money is to help us push this movie as far as possible, because if we can really trigger those algorithms, it is night and day difference.
Yeah, I mean, the whole goal of these movies, especially where we are, and I think this is a huge issue with filmmakers, you know, in your first couple of films, everyone's like trying to get their money back or, you know, make a profit or become rich off these movies. And I think you have to kind of remove that from your mindset. You know, my goal with these movies is number one, to get better. Number two, to, you know, give a product to the people who invest and give back to the community. But also just to, you know, expand our outreach. The more movies you have, the more people can see it and the more we can grow. I think right now, the most important thing to me is just growth. I think we're in the growth phase of the business where we're just trying to get as many eyeballs on our product. We're trying to find the people who really like our stuff and that want to join our Discord and join our community and join the DBS Army. I think that is the most valuable thing. If you're like, hey, you know, we can have the Murder House make $100,000 or we can get, you know, another 5,000 Discord fans. Give me the 5,000 Discord fans every day and Sunday. Like, I don't understand, like, why you would turn that away, because those guys are going to be the ones with us, you know, that are here for the long haul. And, you know, I think that's all I'm focusing on. And I think the Kickstarter is such a crucial step because it's going to allow us to grow. Not only we can use those funds to just expand the DBS Army, recruit new members to the Discord, find our true fans. And this is like what I talked about before, just finding the fans who really like indie horror stuff. And those are the ones we're going for. But also the people who are interested in this stuff are hanging out on Kickstarter. And they're going to see what we're doing. And they're going to see that we're completely different than anything that's ever been done before. And, you know, hopefully they're going to join. So I'm looking forward to, you know, meeting a whole bunch of the new people. And I think that this is just a crucial step. It's something that needs to be done. And I'm just really excited to see how it turns out.
I am too. And, you know, to give you guys an idea, again, when it comes to these goals, we are looking to use the funds to promote the launch day for that first 10,000 is the set goal there. But then we have two stretch goals. The second stretch goal is to 20,000, where we're actually going to take a look at different super fans locations based on different polls and see what theaters we might be able to actually go ahead and four wall and rent out in the area and actually give you a chance to go ahead and watch this movie in person. We kind of want to explore the guerrilla idea of, you know, can we explore something like a local movie theater that would work with us, that would work with the super fans, so we can get that concept out there. And then if we hit our 30,000 stretch goal, that's when we're immediately going to put $5,000 into our challenge network idea when it comes to the Discord. This is something that I'm incredibly excited about because essentially, you know, again, we have this amazing community of creatives. There's so much talent there. And with the limited ability that we have of making movies with, again, you know, we're making movies faster than anyone else I know. And with that, still, we're limited in the sense of how many people we have. So one of the ways we want to look at bridging the gaps is by doing things that are essentially like an acting challenge, writing challenge, special effects, makeup challenge, you know, really simple tasks. Anyone can do them remotely. And you're going to go ahead and get cash prizes from us for winning these. And the reason I want to kind of mention these and highlight these is this is a way for us to essentially cultivate talent. There's such little opportunities out there for creatives to actually do something that's, you know, not completely free or completely underpaid or, you know, might never get made. And that's just the nature of the business. So do you want to kind of talk about how, you know, if we do blow through our goal, essentially a lot of that headwind is going to go right back into the community?
Yeah, I think it's crucial because there's such a, it's so difficult to break into this industry because it's either, you know, you're working on indie films where they don't understand how to make a film themselves, or you have to jump into, you know, a giant Hollywood budget where you're the lowest totem on the pole, essentially. And it can be very difficult to differentiate yourself and break into the industry. I think we have a good mix of, hey, we understand what we're doing. We've made 12 movies before, and we understand how this process works, and we're looking to get better. And we're looking for people who are essentially hardworking and want to break into this as well. We have much lower barriers to entry than any other film studio. And our visibility is probably much higher than a lot of high budget film studios. Like I said, I'm looking forward to being number one again on Tubi. And that's just a massive platform. That's probably better than being 20 on Netflix, honestly. So what we need to do right now is obviously, you know, we're looking to cast from the Discord. I'm definitely looking for people who are talented as far as makeup and special effects. I'd love to have more writers. You know, you can never have enough writers, and just talented people in general. If I could pull from the people in the Discord, the people who are super fans, I'd much rather do that, because they've already shown me they're committed. They're doing the basic stuff as far as watching our movies, understanding what we're trying to do, so that already I know they're like at least a little bit pot committed, as opposed to trying to hire somebody who is just like, oh, this is another indie production. Let me get my paycheck and I'll leave. I'm trying to avoid that. And I'm telling you right now, somebody on this Discord, one of these actors, is going to blow up. They're going to come on one of our films. They're going to do an amazing job. They're going to go to the festival circuits that we're going to, and someone's going to see them and they can become famous. And it's just going to be like, yo, I started at DBS. And I hope that, you know, for all our actors, but it's going to happen. And I think that, you know, what we need to do now is just cultivate and grow essentially together. And I think that the crowdfunding is just another way we can get this going and, you know, provide access to the people who are giving back to us. You know, it's a symbiotic relationship, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to things that are going to come.
I completely agree. And, you know, I think one of the greatest things, you know, that you're going to see is look at DBS in 2 years. We're our number one on Tubi. You know, I think in the future, just by the sake of being cast by DBS, that's going to have a lot more weight to it. You know, again, now is the time to join us. Now is the time to support us. Now is the time to really help, because this is when we get such exponential gains from it. So again, the Kickstarter is going to go live on Wednesday for everyone in the Discord, for them to be able to go ahead and do pre-purchases. You're able to get a special 3-day window up until the end of Friday where you'll have discounts. We're going to have shirts. We're going to have sweatpants. We're going to have hoodies. We're going to have mugs. We have flasks. We have a ton of stuff, a ton of extra perks on top of that. All of these things, we want to, again, make it so that, you know, it's a way for you to support us. It's a way for us to thank you for the support with physical goods and things of that nature. But also, it's a way for us to cultivate this community. And having this element to us, allowing us to continue this, is going to just make this process so much smoother. We're going to make more movies. We're going to make better movies. We're going to make bigger communities. We're going to make all of these things are just the tailwinds that we're getting in the sense of being able to perform and create a process that's just going to grow DBS to crazy levels. So I'm very excited for it. That is going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. In our next episode, we're actually going to talk about the casting. So if you're interested in that, we are going to have the casting process, why we do it, why we all looking for our community, and also some of the pitfalls of just being part of either the indie scene or the Hollywood scene, because there's pros and cons to both of those. So as always, be sure to take a look at our Discord channel, because that is the place to be. That is where we have all of our information on the Discord, in the sense of our auditions, projects, upcoming things. And that's where you can be part of this amazing community. Again, we make movies for our fans with our fans. So we hope to see you on there. But until then, have a good one.